Next, I'd like to introduce Mike. Mike's father, Donald, died in the accident. And he's brought his family here and is very thankful at the commemorative event that we're hosting here right now. Mike, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you. I know I'm not going to be able to hold it together, so bear with me. January 7th, 81 was a pivotal day for me when I lost my dad to the tragic accident that happened just over here. It was also a turning point for Canadian workers in that it created a shift in attitudes that would one day be realized in stronger regulations and better prevention of workplace illnesses and accidents. But it's not enough, and workers are still at risk today. A philosopher and poet, Georges Santayana, said, "Those who do not study history are doomed to repeat it." It's imperative to remember these ultimate sacrifices and to devote ourselves to the goal of safer, healthier workplaces. My world changed considerably that day, and I thank you all for being here to honor these four workers who were killed at work and for remembering. I could go on and get political, but I'll save that for some of the other speakers. But I would like to talk about what I lost and how it affected me personally. At 13 years old, I was beginning my journey into manhood, guided by my dad, my role model. I instantly became the man of the house, and although nobody asked me to, I naturally felt the need to take care of my mom, my brother, my sister, and others. I remember playing soccer in the pouring rain, sometimes slush, and my dad cheering me on from the sidelines. I miss that. My dad would come home from work, drop his lunchbox, play basketball in the driveway with me, or play catch in the front yard. I miss that too. Summer camping trips, annual ski trips to different mountains in BC. I couldn't do with him anymore, but will continue to do so with my boys. I never got the chance to take that canoe portage trip we talked about, or that bike camping trip we planned either. I wasn't able to ask his advice about decisions I will make in my life, or just simply talk with him over a game of chess. I wish I could introduce him to my wife and my two boys, his grandsons. I know he would have loved them. I miss my dad. I found some ways to turn this tragic event into positive action by speaking at functions like this and at annual day of mournings around the province ceremonies I've spoken at. By becoming active, it's interesting that this I've been asked to speak here today actually, because recently that the pain has kind of resurfaced for me and I haven't finished my grieving. It's something that's the timing is fate, if you call it. I've also been active in occupational health and safety advocacy. And often one doesn't see any tangible results of their efforts when you're on health and safety committees. But believe me, it does matter. I like to think that maybe in some way I can prevent an unnecessary pain for others and heal myself. Thanks, Dad. Thank you all.
Thank you, Mike. It's a hard one for all of us who have both lost our loved ones, but also had participants on sites for investigations. The next person I would like to acknowledge, first of all, that we have a number of people here today from the WCB, Dave Anderson, Diana Miles, John Nelson, and others. That's a tribute to what they have to do working within the system as well. These are workers just like us. They're not out on the sites working as we do, but it's their job to see that the safety system works and to do the best that they can to do that. And on behalf of the WCB, we have Don Nelson, who's going to speak on their behalf.